named it once in the blue moon. It's not supposed to happen.
So usually when you have a mule, it's female.
Basically everyone I know of is female. Mm-hmm. Because the male is hard-headed.
Mm.
You just, unless you rarely come up on one that is in good shape. They mm-hmm. don't mind the work. He's going to always be. He's going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make me do it or I won't do it. Yeah. The female will basically go on and do it.
What do they do with the males?
Glue factories.
Yeah.
Dog meat. Tony dog food, Alpo. Some of them, you know, like I said, some of them are used for working. You ain't gonna find many mules anymore anyway.
Yeah, I never see them.
If you go down, you go to my dad's house, you'll see one. He's got one. Mm-hmm.
I don't see them out and around much.
Yeah.
If you find me something on that piece of property, they ain't got nothing on the computer on for them, for these people.
What's the date on this deal?
It's been 79.
Be in Rockham County. Very well could be. We don't have no James William or Edna. At all. That very well could be in Austin.
Okay.
What's the grantor's name?
Johnny W. Smith.
J. Wallace.
Johnny W. and Mike Faye, initial T.
We are loaded with the Smiths, man. No problem. So the county's full of Smiths and Mays. Johnny Wayne's located 263 at 21. That's getting close. That's over there next to the county line, 263 right there.
You see how far that is, and that's
not on, that's Madison Road that we're running into here. So it's not on 763. I would be going to bet you would.
Got to be in one county and try to pay